Broncos back in pads for what turned out to be a muggy practice Saturday morning. Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV, and here are three things you need to know from today's practice. Short yardage and goal line work dominated the day, and if you had to pick a winner, it would have been the defense.
To be honest with you, you know, as a coach, you almost feel guilty having that period when we're going to have a goal line period, but we're not full speed, you know, so we're not cutting, you know, so it's very difficult. Especially on the offensive side of the ball, but we're trying to teach. It's the first time we've done it. Wanted to stay off the ground, stay clean, trying to get everybody healthy and back to work when we do get back Tuesday. So we got one more day to bang around a little bit, but really it was a teaching more than anything.
It's nice to kind of go in and get something besides short yardage of first and 10, 9-on-7, all that stuff. But it was a good period. Defense did really well today. Offense really didn't bring their best stuff, but we'll come back tomorrow. We'll fix it. We'll get better.
The Broncos signed Aqib Talib a year and a half ago because he has the ability to swing a game. He's one of those types of corners. He had four picks last season, took two of them back for scores, and is getting his hands on plenty of passes during this year's camp.
No, I made plays every camp, man. You know, you can go back and check the tape and stuff. You know, I made plays every camp, but, you know, I'm body feel good, and I love the defense, man. Get a chance to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, let us get physical with the receivers. And when we off, we get a chance to play with vision and at the same time put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So we mix it up, man, and putting that pressure on the quarterback, it helped the DBs out a lot.
To me, the difference in this league between a good corner and a great corner is guys that have ball skills. You know, a lot of guys can cover, but when the ball's there, can you make the play on the ball? Can you make the pick? Can you take it the other way? As an offensive guy, attacking corners that you know don't have ball skills, you're not afraid. You know what I mean? So that's what separates him. And if he gets his hands on the ball, like I told the guys the other day, let's go to work. That'll be a touchdown, not just turnover. So he does a great job.
Chris Harris didn't practice today because of a minor hamstring injury. Bradley Roby saw more reps with the ones, but that's not new. How he's approaching this camp, however, is.
Yeah, I think I'm way, way different player. Confidence level-wise, technique-wise, just everything. I feel more relaxed. I feel like I can go out there and just be myself on the field. So I think you're going to get a little bit more personality out of me this year than you did last year. Because last year I was kind of worried about not getting beat and stuff like that. You know, just simple rookie stuff like that. But I think this year I'll be a lot more comfortable.